Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there's nothing that beats the excitement of day one, game one of the college hockey season. How hard is it emotionally to get back up then for game two?
Well, it's not hard at all. I mean, you have to get up for game two. That's the world we live in, Schultze, where there's two games on a weekend, a Friday and Saturday night, and especially when you lose Friday night. Obviously, the game's a little more important on Saturday because, again, it's they're all big games right now, and again, we're down 1-0 against Duluth.
Looking back at last night, what were some of the positives you took out of the game that maybe you didn't think were positives right after the game?
Well, I think there's some things we like in any game. There's some things we did well. I mean, it was a one goal game. I mean, we had opportunities, and I probably voiced a little of my frustration after the game deal last night because I was so. I was so fixated on that second period where I just thought, again, that we just kind of imploded a little bit where we had long line changes. We had turnovers at the inopportune times, and I just didn't feel we had a great second period. But we also did a lot of good things. I thought we were hard on pucks. I thought we stayed on pucks. I thought we had some good scoring chances. So, again, there were some positives. But, again, I think, you know, part of a 60-minute hockey game, you have to give credit to the opposition, and Duluth is a darn good hockey team. So where there was maybe where we were deficient in certain areas, that's because of Duluth.
What logistically changes on a home-and-home where you're coming over on the day of as far as watching video, reviewing everything that you normally want to do after a game?
You know, it was like a home series. We played like a home series. We had our normal pregame meal in Bemidji. We did everything normal. We had our normal morning skate. We had our normal video. We had our normal pregame meal. So really, because it's such a short trip here, 2.5 hours, we did everything just like we were at home.
You know, I've always referred to these as a little high school and a little junior hockey. Get off the bus and go play. Quit thinking, right?
Yeah, it is what it is, and you can't worry about it. That's just the way it goes in these one-on-ones, and we got the back end of the one-on-one, so this is what the doctor ordered, Schultze.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You have always said that early on in a season you need to get freshmen into games. Ideally, how many games are we talking before everybody's getting into that lineup that deserves to be in there?
Well, I don't know. Every year's different, too, and there's challenges every year. Sometimes you got to look at your team. And, you know, we do have an experienced older team. So, you know, and guys still have to be ready. I mean, you just can't play somebody who's not ready. If they're not game ready, you can't. It is what it is. But we played three freshmen last night. We are – tonight, and we're going to play, you know, what, some next weekend as well. So there's some that we need to get in the next couple of weekends. We do know that, and they've earned that right.
We talked about this on Wednesday night at the Tom Ceratori Show, but you've got a much larger in numbers roster than you normally do. Did you spend any extra time in the offseason of figuring out practice-wise and game-wise how to make that work, or has that just kind of been on the fly?
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, I talked to it with our team early in the year. I just said our practices are probably going to be a little longer. We got to make sure we still get our same amount of reps, and that's the biggest thing is our reps. So, and our practices really haven't been any longer because I don't know if I can go any longer, to be honest with you, Schultze. So maybe the one negative of having is a larger roster is, you know, there's less reps. There just is. I mean, we've got a couple more players, but it is what it is, and. We're not the only team with an expanded roster this year. If you take a look at a lot of the teams in college hockey, they do, and a lot of it's because of the super seniors and COVID and things like that.
Did Duluth do anything you weren't expecting last night?
No, not really. They just got a strong, heavy hockey team, and they know how to win, and they're hard to play against. I really like their defensive core. I just like the way they play the game.
What do you want to get better at and or just execute better tonight?
Well, I think one area of our game we have to get above the puck. We got to come back to the middle of the rink a little bit better. We got to take care of the puck, Schultze. The second period, like I said, it was a disaster at times with our puck management, and we just have to manage the puck a lot better. But other than that, we just have to get up to speed. We have to get up to their speed too, and they got a very experienced defensive core, and I really like their defensive core. But we got to stay on them. We got to do our thing.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.